McAllen welcomes Aeromexico, strengthening ties with Mexico City. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, McAllen, TX. A significant development in international air travel and business connectivity was announced at a press conference at McAllen International Airport. The event, hosted and coordinated by the City of McAllen, marked the inauguration of Aeromexico's new daily direct flight service from McAllen to Santa Lucia Airport in Mexico City. The service, commencing from McAllen to Mexico on February 2, symbolizes a major stride in enhancing the economic and cultural ties between McAllen and Mexico City. Jeremy A. Santiscoy, P.E., CFM, Director of Aviation for the City of McAllen, serving as the Master of Ceremonies, expressed gratitude towards attendees and recognized the contribution of key figures, including McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos, City Manager Roel Roy Rodriguez, and several city officials and board members. His remarks highlighted the importance of such partnerships in fostering international relations. Mayor Villalobos shared his enthusiasm for the new service, emphasizing its crucial role in enhancing McAllen's connectivity with Mexico. He highlighted the value of media support in publicizing this development and detailed the convenience and opportunities the direct flight would offer travelers. Rodriguez spoke about McAllen's key role in the Rio Grande Valley's economy and its continued growth, attributing much of the success to strong leadership and collaborations, such as the one with Aeromexico. Jose A. Zapata, Vice President of North America and Latin America Sales, LATAM, for Aeromexico, detailed the new service between Mexico City and McAllen scheduled for February 1. He highlighted the benefits of the daily flights operated by next-generation Embraer 190 aircraft, with approximately 6,000 seats offered monthly. Zapata also noted Santa Lucia Airport's strategic importance and role in enhancing connectivity between McAllen and various Mexican cities. The new flight service will significantly boost economic activity in McAllen and the Rio Grande Valley, by offering direct access to Mexico City, a hub of culture, business, and tourism. The service opens avenues for increased trade, cultural exchange, and tourism growth, benefiting both regions. The launch of Aeromexico's direct flight service from McAllen to Mexico City reinforces bilateral ties and a shared vision of progress between McAllen and Mexico. This service is a transportation link and a bridge connecting people, businesses, and cultures, poised to bring substantial economic and cultural benefits. During the event, which witnessed the participation of officials from both the United States and Mexico, Santiscoy emphasized the city's commitment to transcending borders in business opportunities. In McAllen, we believe in creating business opportunities beyond our borders and discussing how we make things happen, Santiscoy stated, setting the stage for further revelations about the new venture. McAllen City Manager Roel Roy Rodriguez, invited to the podium, expressed his views on the city's economic strength and new partnership with Aeromexico. McAllen is the epicenter of the Rio Grande Valley's economy, and we continue to excel due to our amazing people, committed leadership, and remarkable partnerships, Rodriguez stated. He stressed that the collaboration with Aeromexico is more than a new airline route. It symbolizes the beginning of an extraordinary journey that will benefit McAllen and Mexico City. The new Aeromexico service, commencing in February, will offer convenient connections with Mexico, a city renowned for its business opportunities, rich culture, and exquisite cuisine. We invite everyone to book their tickets now and experience the uniqueness of one of the most beautiful cities in the world, Rodriguez urged, highlighting the potential of this new route in promoting cultural and economic exchanges. Rodriguez also pointed out the mutual benefits this new service will bring. McAllen has a lot to offer to Mexico. With this connectivity, we aim to expand our presence in Mexico's markets, opening more business and social opportunities to promote our community, he explained. This statement underscores McAllen's strategic vision of leveraging this partnership to enhance its economic footprint and cultural exchange. Santiscoy stressed the importance of international collaborations in the city's success. Having Aeromexico with us today reaffirms our commitment to building strong partnerships for our international business expansion, he stated. Santiscoy then introduced Mr. Jose L. Pepe Zapata, Vice President of North America and Latin American Sales, LATAM, at Aeromexico, as a key figure in this collaboration. Mr. Zapata expressed excitement about the new service between McAllen and Santa Lucia Airport, Mexico City's second largest airport. We're thrilled to share the news about this new service that will commence on February 1 from Mexico City and begin servicing McAllen on February 2, he announced. He detailed the flight schedule, highlighting its convenience for business travelers, with early morning departures from McAllen and afternoon returns from Santa Lucia in Mexico. This new service is a boon for travelers and a significant economic driver. With a daily operation of the Embraer 190 model, offering approximately 6,000 monthly seats, this service is estimated to bring substantial economic benefits to McAllen and the broader Rio Grande Valley region. The Embraer 190, with 99 seats, including 12 in business class, represents a robust offering for our passengers, Zapata added. Zapata elaborated on the strategic importance of Santa Lucia Airport, mentioning its recent opening and role as a mini-hub for Aeromexico. Santa Lucia will be the 12th destination from which we operate, and this new service will enable convenient connections to 10 cities in Mexico, including Guadalajara, Cancun, Oaxaca, and Veracruz, he explained. In concluding remarks, Mr. Zapata extended his gratitude to the local authorities, the city manager, the mayor, and friends from McAllen Airport for their support in making this venture possible. We are committed to ensuring this service is successful for everyone involved, for Mexico, McAllen, and all our passengers, he finalized.